This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today convened an all-party meeting at Parliament House Annex ahead of the monsoon session of the Parliament beginning tomorrow. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, and Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha Jagat Prakash Nadda. Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were also present in the meeting. Speaking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju urged all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of Parliament and engage in constructive discussions on key issues. He stressed that meaningful debate rather than disruptions is essential for strengthening democracy.
There are various demands by various political parties for discussion. We have said that let Parliament function smoothly. Exactly what are the issues to be discussed? That has to be decided in the Business Advisory Committee.
Earlier, just after the meeting began, opposition parties staged a symbolic walkout from the meeting over the participation of Nationalist Citizens Party of India, NCPI. The NCPI is a registered party that has participated in state assembly elections, and recently several rebel Trinamool Congress MPs have joined it. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania today. The visit to the three European countries is expected to provide fresh momentum to India's bilateral ties with the three countries, with a focus on expanding cooperation in trade, investment, technology, innovation, education and people-to-people exchanges. President of Zanzibar and Chairman of the Revolutionary Council, Dr. Hussein Ali Mwinyi, met Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi today. Zanzibar is the semi-autonomous region of Tanzania. It has its own constitution, president, House of Representatives and flag. During their meeting, they reviewed the full spectrum of India-Tanzania relations and explored new avenues for future collaboration. The Vice President, in a social media post, said that the meeting reaffirmed the enduring India-Tanzania partnership and the special relationship India shares with Zanzibar, rooted in centuries-old maritime, cultural and people-to-people ties. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has declared the results of the Class 10 Second Board Examination 2026. Students can access their results through DigiLocker Results Portal at the URL results.digilocker.gov.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least four persons, including three women, lost their lives and several others are missing after heavy rainfall triggered landslides and flash floods at multiple places today. The worst affected area is Surankot Tehsil of Poonch district, where all deaths have been reported. Rajouri town was also hit by flash floods following incessant overnight rainfall. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha reviewed the relief and rescue operations in Rajouri and Poonch. Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has also assured that all agencies are engaged in rescue and relief efforts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor and Chief Minister and assured them of all possible assistance from the central government. Meanwhile, the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Yatra and Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra remain suspended due to adverse weather conditions. The series deciding third ODI between India and England is currently underway at Lord's in London. Opting to bat first, England were 48 for no loss in 8 overs when reports last came in. India made 3 changes in their playing 11, bringing in KL Rahul, Arshdeep Singh and pacer Prince Yadav. Fast bowler Jasprit Bumrah has been rested due to a knee injury. Earlier, the men in blue led by Shubman Gill won the first match of the series with 6 wickets in Southampton, while the hosts bounced back to level the series in Cardiff. Football fever has gripped fans across the globe as defending champions Argentina and European powerhouse Spain prepare for a thrilling showdown in the FIFA World Cup final at the New York, New Jersey Stadium tonight. The title clash is scheduled to kick off at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. Last night, England secured bronze medal after defeating France 6-4 in the thrilling third-place match at Miami Stadium. French striker Kylian Mbappe has surpassed Lionel Messi's World Cup scoring record, taking his career tally to 22 goals and took the lead in the Golden Boot race. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall today over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand. Parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Muzaffarabad and Uttar Pradesh are expected to receive heavy rainfall during the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.